You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow.
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Chewie, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
Hello, listener.
This is
the movie show.
With me, Sash.
And me, Ryan.
On Anthem FM.
Where Christ music is... hot music.
And radio has never been better.
Where radio has never been better.
Yes. And can I just say, this film was a breath of fresh air. Literally, that is exactly what I thought when I got to the end of the movie. I was like, thank God. The film industry is not lost. Because honestly, the films of 2022 suck.
Okay, tell us why.
No, well, what good movie has come out this year? Let's be honest. Other than The Adam Project, and I enjoyed The Batman.
Well, there you go. You just answered your own question.
What? No, no, no. We are sitting in July. We are sitting 6 months through the year, and we can only mention two.
So you liked this film?
I liked the film.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the film. There were some points that I didn't like, but majority I enjoyed.
That's interesting.
Did you like the film?
Yeah, I did. Was a good film.
So if you're wondering which film this is, it is the title of the show.
Can I just say, Jurassic World, I watched it with my son when he was, I don't know, when he was small. And there was one shot, in fact, I think I spoke about it, there was one shot with the dinosaur like, and then my kid just started crying. And this time I watched it with them, and they both fell asleep.
Oh! Oh! Wow!
I was like, yes. My kids are growing up. They're becoming like...
they fall asleep to the sounds of dinosaurs roaring and men's flesh being ripped off.
And it's crazy because at the moment, my kids... I don't know if it's a coincidence because they didn't know I was watching this or anything like that. But my kids are actually in a dinosaur-crazed time at the moment.
Oh, okay.
My kid, if I bring him on right now, Joshua, he can name dinosaurs you didn't even know.
Really?
Yeah. Rachosaurus, the Triceratops. And I'm busy teaching him the Velociraptor. Like, there's dinosaur names. It's like, oh yeah, that's a blah, blah. And I'm like...
what?
How did you know? It's like, yeah, that's a dinosaur. So anyway, and then this movie came along. So it's the timing was
right. Yeah.
Very
so
nice.
This is the sixth film in like the Jurassic Park franchise.
That's right.
So the first three were directed by Steven Spielberg himself.
Is there a difference between Park and World?
I think, this is how I understand it. So Jurassic Park was obviously the originals, which was directed by Steven Spielberg, which the first one came out in 93, the second one in 97, and the third one in 2001. Then you had Jurassic World starts, which was 2015, Fallen Kingdom was 2018, and Dominion was 2022. Those were all directed by Colin Trevorrow. And that's basically the difference, is the first three were Steven Spielberg and these three are Colin. But they're still, Steven Spielberg still produced these. And it's the, I don't know if you saw the Amblin Entertainment, which
that's
is
right.
Steven Spielberg's production company in the beginning. So it's not like they've gone and like made their own version of it. It's like still ties in with the franchise, but it's now for almost like a new generation. That's almost how I understand it. But what I loved about this film is the way they tied it perfect. It's almost like they come, because this is the last film that Colin will be making. And in an interview I saw, someone asked him, like, is this the last? And he said, for this generation, yes. So basically what he's saying is, in the next generation, if some director comes along and decides, you know what, I want to make...
Jurassic Land.
Jurassic Planet. I don't know, something.
Jurassic Planet.
Then they can do that. But for him, he feels like for this generation, this is it. But I loved. This is how you do like this is how a new generation makes an older film, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like Ghostbusters Afterlife, they did it really well. And Jurassic World has really done it well. And when the first Jurassic World came out, like, they had tied it back to the originals, but it was kind of like its own. The Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, I was almost like, where are they going with this? Like, that one was kind
was
of
it
like
the one
a,
before this?
Yes, that was the 2018
the whole,
one.
There was like new genetic what stuff
and,
coming
and
out.
And the dinosaurs had more come into like the real world. And then this one now like ties up the whole story. Mm. Plus, it almost ties up the first three films. It's like, it was just brilliant. The way they did it was brilliant.
For me, you had to watch the previous one before you watched. You didn't have to, just there's stuff that you lack.
It is, yeah.
So like the like Blue, the Velociraptors.
No, you have to. Otherwise, there's no like emotional
connection.
Yeah.
I was going
to
say exactly
even
that.
With the Jurassic Park. So personally, I actually haven't. I watched the first Jurassic Park. I don't remember or recall watching the second or the third one.
The third one was like, I know they all seem like horrors, but the third one was like more horror.
Horror.
Even if you just look at the cover, you can see it's like
more
horror.
More of a horror, yeah. Mm. But what I did do, so I'd watched Jurassic World a lot, like I enjoyed Jurassic World, which was the 2015 one. The Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom I had watched, so I'd watched the Jurassic Worlds. What I did though before watching this film was I actually went on YouTube and searched for what to watch before watching Jurassic World Dominion. You know you have those videos on YouTube, like the recaps. And I found one that recaps literally from Jurassic Park. So the first Jurassic Park 93 version all the way up to Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. And I'm really glad I did that because it helped me when watching this film. And I don't think I would have had as much of a emotional connection with it if I didn't do that. And it's actually made me want to go now watch the whole franchise.
I was going to, because I watched this on the Saturday night. I was going to watch this on the Sunday night. Specifically on a purpose to see if the, you know, how far has the theme, like, you know, how far have they stretched it, stretched the story. And obviously the genetics was always there, so no, okay. But it still seems to be pretty spot on. You know, I thought, like, some parts of the film, I thought to myself, okay, this is a bit weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched the first time, like, it's still there. So I was just like, okay, cool. All right.
So it's pretty, it's
true
to the franchise.
Yeah, they're keeping it still in there. Yeah. Besides
look
the whole...
Look at his sci-fi.
Yeah,
and
like...
And with sci-fi, it does get weird.
As long
times.
As they don't go aliens and planets and, you know, all of that stuff.
Which they didn't do.
No,
they didn't do that.
They were just creating different mixtures of dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Like the Gigasaurus. Yeah, which that battle at the end was pretty cool. I was like, yep, because... You like think, because like the T-Rex was like pretty much the bad guy for quite a while.
Mm.
And then now when they created that whole Gigasaurus, you know, the bad predator, then suddenly it's like, oh, sorry, T-Rex. Oh, he's second.
And the T-Rex, spoiler alert, like almost died. You like thought the T-Rex
Me too.
Died.
I'm like, this is it. This is the battle. The T-Rex is going to show them. And
you're
I'm like, no.
But it was so
not.
Cool
Run!
When it came back.
Yeah.
It was, but I think I love the theme of they really do keep the T-Rex as like the dinosaur. Like you can't. Because like even in, I remember Jurassic World, they had that new, the raptor. That bit, but it was, what was it called again? You know, it still communicated with Blue and them. And then... It was like a mix of raptor with I don't remember the exact name, but there was that final battle with that and the T-Rex and the T-Rex won.
Yeah.
So like that constant theme of the T-Rex, like when the T-Rex won at the end, even though like you're supposed to be scared of the T-Rex, I was like, yay, go T-Rex, woohoo!
And there's even a theme song with that T-Rex.
Yes, you see? And then the roar, and I mean like the whole logo, the whole Jurassic,
the roar,
it's like the T-Rex is the logo.
The
so
circle
like,
with the bones.
Exactly. Yeah. You can't, the T-Rex cannot die, people. Mm. The T-Rex has to survive.
Yeah. I think that's why at the end of the film I was like, I was satisfied. What happened at the end again?
It was so satisfying. This film was so satisfying.
Oh, yeah. They decided they're going to leave the things alone.
Yeah.
They're like, they will stay where they are. And that was the dinosaur.
And I think what was interesting was, like, they did it in a way where dinosaurs... Like, when Fallen Kingdom ended, that was when you saw dinosaurs now coming into, like, the real world for the first time.
Yep.
I was like, oh, great. Because now it's like King Kong type of thing. You know how, like, if King Kong gets out into the real world, like, that's it. He's going to smash everything, destroy everything just because he's King Kong.
Mm.
Whereas, like, what the director had actually wanted was he almost wanted this thing of the dinosaurs would live in our world, but it wouldn't be like the dinosaurs rule our world. It's more like, for example, how we live with predators like bears and lions, etc. Like,
yeah,
you stay out of their territory, and if you come into contact with them, it's like...
That was the one thing, though, that bugged me about this film.
Really?
Is the fact that, okay, they're having a picnic outside, there's no dinosaur that's going to come in. Like, if you look at it, whenever they went into the jungle, they were like running and fearing for their life because something was going to come. Now they're living amongst each other.
I suppose.
They will live in harmony. And there they are, and they're busy having a picnic outside. Busy joking and brining some meat. And there's like velociraptors. There's like a couple dinosaurs out there. Now suddenly they're not life-threatening.
Yeah, maybe it's because they took it from the perspective of, you know, when it was the park, the dinosaur, there were like a lot of different species of dinosaurs in almost like a cramped space.
Mm.
So you had a predator, and now the predator is the predator because there's so little space.
Do you think they would, like, the dinosaurs would ever, like, evolve to think, oh, human being, okay, stay away type of thing? Like a tiger.
Maybe become tame.
Like, look at a tiger. Yeah.
I think that's what he was going for.
Because that's what they put at the end. They put all the, like, the animals living together.
Yeah.
The, you know, the
horses
pterodactyls
running.
And they're flying with the birds. And it's like, so wonderful. And I'm just saying, I'm like, no. No.
I don't think so.
Species,
look,
no.
It's sci-fi. So they are allowed that, like, they can create their own world where, like, the rules are like, this is how it works. For me, how I took it as was they, you know how, like, when, like, humans build stuff, so, like, highways and stuff, that tends to almost, like, cause animals to go and find another habitat or to move. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the whole thing of the dinosaurs were in a cramped park, now they have the whole world to roam, but that doesn't mean they're going to, like, now go on this, like, streak of attacking towns and cities and, like, I will kill every human until there are no more humans. Like, they're not evil geniuses. They're just predators. So, like, if you come into contact with one, the chance, like, if you come into contact with bear, like, there's a very good chance you're going to get attacked by the bear. Not because the bear has, like, this whole thing of, I will take out and destroy the human race. No, just it's a predator and, like, it wants to eat. And so I think, like, that's what he was going for. So, that, like, if you came across, like, dinosaurs who are predators, yeah, shame. Like, that's why with Blue, like, it, like, I think the only reason Chris Pratt's character didn't get eaten was because he had learned to tame, not tame him, but almost like work with Blue.
Yeah.
That was the only, otherwise, if anyone else had come into contact with Blue, the chances are...
You'll probably find a couple missing people.
Yeah. I think it's like, well, what happened? Dinosaur attack. It's like shark attack. I mean, how many people die a year of shark attacks or lion attacks? Like, there are people.
If you go in a specific territory and if you act in a certain way.
Yeah.
Sure. I think it's difficult to fathom because dinosaurs don't exist.
Yeah.
Or do they? And so you don't actually, but yeah, if you think about the fact that there are predators out there, and like you kind of have to now say, okay, well, what do the lions do? Because the lions don't run around eating other people, the tigers don't run around, there's bears, and it's not, I mean, they're very territorial, so maybe the lions, I mean, the not the lions, the dinosaurs also territorial.
Yeah.
I guess.
And also, like, if you look at it as humans, we can go on, like, safari trips where you're literally driving next to lions.
Yeah.
Or, do you understand what I'm saying? You can go to the zoo and there's a bear there. And, I mean, that bear, the chance at some point it had to be taken out of, like, nature. Like, maybe they captured a bear and then the bear had babies and then the bear. But, dude, like, that original bear was... So, like, I suppose it's that whole thing of... As human beings, we do have dominion over animals. This is the only thing I didn't like about the film, was they said, which is actually anti-biblical, they said that we don't have dominion. We're basically the same as them, and like we're just a part of the food chain type of thing. And it placed us in like this position of, We're not in dominion.
We're just there.
Yeah, we're just there. Which isn't the case, because we read that you were made to rule and have dominion, and that comes with like protecting and all of that. So like in the film, you see there were poachers that now, which is very true. There would be people who would now try and make money. That's not having dominion. That's abusing and et cetera, et cetera. Whereas, so that part of the film, that message, I was just like, yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah.
So this film apparently received bad critic reviews, right?
Oh, really?
But despite receiving poor critic reviews, it is actually rocking the ticket window, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And without a doubt, it's actually a blockbuster film. It's considered a blockbuster film. Currently, it's the fourth highest grossing film in 2022 globally. So the first highest film of this year is Top Gun Maverick. Doctor Strange, I don't know why Doctor Strange is number two. Doctor Strange sucked. I hated Doctor Strange. It was terrible, but it's number two. The Batman's number three, and then Jurassic World Dominion is number four. So it actually is, and honestly for me, it's one of the better films of this year. Like, this year has been sad for the film industry, really. It's just been, yeah, the quality of films coming out this year. Yeah. But I actually went and searched, so there's obviously six films now in the franchise, and I wanted to see, like, comparing the box office and the budget, etc., etc. So the budget for this film was $75 million. Jurassic Park, which was made in 1993, their global total box office was $978.1 million. That was 1993.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park didn't do as well. That's the second one, 97. It only brought in $618.6 million. Jurassic Park 3 also didn't do as well as number 2. It only brought in $368.7 million. So the first one, Jurassic Park, was the top, which makes sense though, because like for me, I know the first one. I don't even know if I've watched. I might have, but I haven't, like, yeah. Then Jurassic World 2015 brought in $1.67 billion. So that one did well. That one did better than even the first one.
It's like a reboot.
Yeah. Mm. Fallen Kingdom, also good. It brought in a little less, but not much. It brought in $1.3 billion, so it wasn't a big difference compared to Jurassic World. And then obviously Jurassic World Dominion is still in theaters, so they haven't. You can't give the total global box office yet because it is still in theaters. But at the moment, it has brought in $837 million.
Oh, there you go. So it's making its way up.
So it is making its way up. Yeah. Honestly, so I went to watch Thor Love and Thunder in theaters this weekend, and I can honestly say I wish I'd gone to watch Jurassic World in theaters.
I would love to see this film in IMAX.
For me, as in what I'm, but what I'm saying is Thor was pathetic compared to this film.
Yeah, I know the Marvel, Marvel is shame, but Jurassic Park was brilliant.
No, this one was really good. It really was.
So Jurassic
good.
Park was better than. Then Doctor Strange and
Thor. Way better. Both films put together, Jurassic World was still better.
Well, there you have
better.
It, folks. Don't go watch.
Don't waste your money on Marvel. Go watch Jurassic
World. Wait for it to get released on Google Movies and yes. Watch Jurassic Park, guys.
There we go.
Definitely.
So one of my favorite things about this film, I think, was how they brought in characters from the Jurassic Park films. And then how they still had the Jurassic World main cast, but the way they put them together,
it wasn't
a cameo. It wasn't like Ghostbusters Afterlife had them more as a cameo. This one I really enjoyed because they had a whole storyline to themselves, if you understand. And then at one point they brought all of the storylines together, and then as a group, which was the first original actors and then the new cast together, they then went and defeated and did what they needed to do, which I absolutely loved. I loved how they did that.
I watched an interview with all three of them together, and when I saw, like, I was just watching how well they actually get on.
On together.
They get along so, like unusually well. Like, so, like, as if they were...
Is this the three...
Like, best friends.
The three from the original cast.
That's right, those three.
So it's Laura...
Jeff and Sam. Mm-hmm. When I saw, just watching the interview and watching how they were joking about I was just like,
you can see,
they like, I know you usually get actors who get along and they joke and they're like, but these three,
they're not acting, they're
there
not
was
trying.
Something about them, they because if you look at Jeff Goldblum, like, by himself,
he's crazy.
He's got this crazy personality, and the way that, and the way that he he jokes and the stuff that he says. And I almost feel like these two, the other two, are like his brothers and sisters. Like, they also, like, joke along and they wada.
They're like, eh.
Yeah, the whole interview was like that. So,
yeah.
I don't know if it's an old school. I was actually interested to see if they have acted again after Jurassic, you know, they got together, or if they've been in other films, or if they've been hanging out or doing stuff together, whatever. But although I did spot that during the interview, the person doing the interview said, well, what did you do when you guys got whatever asked to be in the film? Did you phone each other up? And they did. They phoned each other up. They confirmed, should we do this? What or so, which means they probably weren't maybe too. But anyway, it was really great. And especially if you look at the first film and how they looked, and you look at them now, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
They really have come along, huh? Sure. Yeah. Quite amazing.
But even the way they, like, the characters recognized each other, like, oh my word, you're so-and-so, you were at the original park, and then to Chris Pratt, you're the guy who was able to train the rap. So, like, even that, there was, like, mutual respect. Even, I think there was definitely respect amongst them as a cast, but also, like, the characters themselves, the way they, and I loved, spoiler alert, I loved the fact that no one died. I really enjoyed the fact that no one died.
I thought Jeff was going to die at one point with a car.
Yo!
He gets in the car and I'm like, you don't get in a car, dude. You don't get in a car.
For me, it was at the end when the Gigasaurus, what is it called? When that thing came, I was like, oh, great. And then the T-Rex came, I was like, no. And then they split, so I was like, no.
This is
and
not about us.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but the fact that they all survived, I was like, oh, yes, this is amazing. Because normally they'd have to be but just the fact that everyone survived was like,
there was even the, like Sam Neill and Chris Pratt, there was a similarity.
Yes.
Like, they sit there, and then they both go, don't move.
Yes.
Together.
Yes.
And they'd be like, oh, okay.
They'd look at each other.
All right, you know that. And then they move along the car net to get,
I think the
really
ending
great.
Of this movie, which also in a lot of films they don't get this right, the third act, so oftentimes movies will start off really well. So like they introduce the concept, you're like, oh, this is a brilliant concept. Then you like get into it and you're like, woohoo! And then the third act comes and you're just like, oh, is that okay? It like feels rushed or like the storyline fell flat.
Especially when it's the, sixth film, eh?
Yeah, especially when it's the sixth film. Like you look at Pirates of the Caribbean, they haven't gotten this right. But this one, the final act, honestly, the movie just got like better and better and better and better and better and better. At first, I was like, not like 100%, you know, when you're like a little bit distracted in the beginning. But as the movie went on, like, it grabbed me. It was brilliant.
Just specifically because you got the two stories. Yes. And then the third act is them now together. And
I think it's one of the best ways to tell a story is to have your audience almost, like, connected to more than just one character. So in this case, you're connected to six different characters at once.
It's literally two different, like, the old Jurassic Park and the new Jurassic World
come together.
Now they have to get. I was still thinking to myself, when they finally left. In fact, did you ever at any point in the shots feel like I've seen the shot before? So I'll spot a few. They're in the helicopter. They come into the world. There's the helicopter over, like the whatever Jurassic World over there, and it's the same character Jeff then is, and you know, and Laura, and they're like looking and they're amazed that wow, this Jurassic World. So I was like, I've seen the shot
before.
But
that's cool because it's like nodding back to the
And then there was another part in the car as well when they were driving through. There was a couple shots where I was like, I've seen, and specifically when the car was upside down.
Oh yes.
And then they're looking through the car, they're on the other side, and then there's like a foot.
Yes.
I was just like, I've seen that one. So they were, I don't know, I'm sure it was done on purpose.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, we're going to reuse this.
Which is really nice.
Bring back some stuff. In the original Jurassic Park, when I was going, not the original, but the first one, because they're all original, but I spotted a reference to Pirates of the Caribbean.
There's
crazy.
In
which
one?
But the ride, the first one.
Oh. In the 1993 one.
I just thought it was really funny because Jeff Goldblum basically said, well, in Pirates of the Caribbean, the pirates don't kill the tourists. So I was like
uh-huh.
Quite weird.
That's like,
I was like, wait, this is 93. This is way before
like
the ride.
Way before.
Yeah.
No, it was honestly, this is my favorite Chris Pratt It's my favorite role he's ever been in. Like this role, I love him. I like him more in this role than in Star-Lord in Guardian of the Galaxies.
And I think he's one of those characters that play different roles every time he acts.
Yeah.
Because I didn't feel like he's very tough. He's very like technical. He's very like he's this, you know, velociraptor trainer, blue you know, etc. So
the other thing I also liked was I think they might have I think they did this already in the second one. But you know how normally they have the guy and the girl and they've split up and they're not together and there's problems and then they come together because now the dinosaurs are attacking and then they end up. I enjoyed that wasn't the storyline between Chris Pratt's character and I don't know the actress's name, but I enjoyed how that wasn't the between Bryce Howard, that's her name. That I enjoyed that wasn't, there wasn't like tension in their relationship. It was more them as parents dealing with a child. Like, I enjoyed, because it was just something different. Because like in every film.
I like the fact that she was also very clued up with what she was doing.
Yeah.
She wasn't all like squeamish and all that. I mean, there was, okay, I'm not going to spoil alert, but the one part that I did find that I was like, oh no, here we go again, was when they both crash land. And I'm like, they're going into a jungle, there's dinosaurs, here we go.
For me, it was when that dinosaur came, and next minute it opened, and it had feathers. And I was like, oh my word, this dinosaur has feathers.
Mm.
And then it went underwater, I was like, oh, they're dead. They are dead. The fact that they survived it.
I loved it.
That was just, I was just like,
that was a cool dinosaur.
They're so dead.
The most brilliant shot was when he was underwater, and it was coming for him. Just before he got lifted up.
Yoo.
I was just like, that is brilliant.
No, it was... For me, though, there were two problems. Not problems. The first thing I noticed, and I think the director did say they did that, I think they used a lot of practical effects with the dinosaurs as opposed to, like, CG, which you can see when it's practical. You can see because it looks like a prop or puppet or something. Because sometimes you'd look at it and you'd be like...
But you know that... There was obviously some visual and some
practical,
what they call animatronics.
Yes.
And there was one specific dinosaur. I was like, okay, it's
looks like it was the 1993 version.
It was that softy little beak.
Oh.
You know that the small one that going past.
Yes, yes, yes.
I was just like,
yeah. Some of them, I
feel like I can pick it up and squeeze it, and it's gonna go tricky, you know, type of thing.
Yeah. So some of the dinosaur, I know they want to like stay true to, because Ghostbusters even did this. They want to stay true to the original and like pay homage. But I was like, you know, we are in 2022, right? You know, you could like spice it up a little bit.
The T-Rex looked great. The Gigasaurus looked brilliant.
Blue obviously looks
blue
good.
Blue looked awesome.
But then those ones, the ones that you know, she would point the laser at you, and then
Velociraptors.
Those ones, for me, I was like,
there
were
some parts I was like, when they're chasing in that.
Mm.
Yeah.
They looked.
There were some parts in there.
And then the other issue that I had was sometimes I felt the proportions weren't right.
Yeah.
Like I was like, That's not like there was one specific shot. I loved the shot, but the proportioning, I was just like, you know, when the Claire, her name's Claire with the red hair, she's getting away from that dinosaur that actually comes at the end again to help the T-Rex, and then she gets under the water. I loved that shot of her getting in the water, but then there was a shot where literally you saw the water in like the middle of the screen, and on top you saw the dinosaur like coming and sniffing, and then you saw her under the water.
Yeah,
I felt like that proportion wasn't right. I don't know if you got the same.
I was just wondering how they did that.
It was a cool shot, but I was just like, I feel like the proportions, I don't know if it's,
it, you possibly
know, sometimes
is,
underwater things appear like different or bigger or whatever, but that shot, the shot was so cool, but the proportioning, I was like, nyeh. And then even like the fight at the end with the T-Rex, I don't know, the T-Rex, the dinosaur's size compared to the humans, there was sometimes I was just like,
really?
Like, yeah, that bothered me. That bothered me slightly sometimes. But otherwise, it wasn't enough for me to say the movie was bad.
Yeah.
Like it was. I personally feel this is just maybe I just haven't watched the movie recently. But Jurassic World, the 2015 one, I felt like the visual effects were better overall in that one compared to this one. That was just my personal opinion. I don't know if it's maybe because they used less practical in 2015 and did more like visual VFX, and in this one they kind of did more practical, or but I did feel...
Well, something that... you guys can go look for the video on YouTube. They actually speak about the involvement of the effects from the first one and how they sort of built onto the effects as they went right across to, well, you know, across each film to the latest Jurassic Park. It's quite interesting. So obviously they would have started off with a lot of the animatronics.
Yeah.
And if you guys see what they did, it's...
That's insane.
It's brilliant. Yeah. Like the amount of control that they added onto the dinosaurs. And something that they commented on was that which we know we've spoken about it before. I think we spoke about it with the Ghostbusters film as well, is when you've got something real in front of you, you can act. I mean, imagine you have to, okay, there's a big dinosaur in front of you, he's about this high, look
but
at the
now
tennis
you're
ball
looking at a tennis ball
and
yeah.
now scream, you know, where what they said is a lot of the time the actors didn't see the dinosaurs a lot, the animatronics. So when it was time for action, and suddenly this big animatronic dinosaur comes out,
it helps you.
It gave them like the fear of their life.
In fact, the one I know, it's a well-known fact. In the original Jurassic Park, the kids in the car, when the T-Rex comes and grabs the car, the windows break. The windows weren't supposed to break. So when the kids screamed, that was not them acting. That was their actual response to the windows breaking. But obviously it made it to the final cut because it was like perfect. So with that you have, like the windows wouldn't have broken if it wasn't there.
But then your animatronics has to pull off very, very good. Yeah. And it's a lot of work.
No, it is.
I really take my hat off to, I mean, the amount of control and the stuff that they did. Just, yes, I agree. There were certain dinosaurs that you sort of look, you're like, can we put some slime on there?
It looks like a puppet, sure.
That's what I'm saying. It felt like I could pick it up and
you're just like, oh, that's fake. It's definitely not a dinosaur.
Something that was pretty crazy about this film was that a lot of the filming and the post-production was done during the pandemic, or before and after. All right, and I've literally copied three lines here that the director spoke about that was quite challenging for this film. So, well, this wasn't a challenge, but one of the first things was that they decided to shoot on film. So they shot on film. Now, you'd expect that, okay, for those people who know, okay, I can see it on IMAX, you would expect them to have shot it in 70mm. No, they shot it in 35 and 65mm. There was apparently a camera, a Panavision camera, that they would have shot one or two of the shots when they filmed in Malta that was actually Spielberg's original, like, Panavision. So,
no!
So the director apparently went to his office, I don't know if it was a meeting, and he saw the original Panavision. He's like, hey, can I borrow that?
Oh my goodness!
And he shot one or two shots of
that. That's so cool!
So that was pretty, that was pretty crazy. So everything was basically, film. They shot on film. But we also did some night scenes digitally to help the VFX, so which means it was a day for night type of thing. So the whole workflow, but their workflow was quite complex. They said that basically the sequences in Malta, they shot there, and anything that had dinosaurs was pretty challenging. Now, one of the comments that one of the actors threw out was like, oh, Chris Pratt's on a motorbike. You know the motorbike chase sequence? None of that was the original actors. So they had stunt drivers, and then what they did was they captured their facial expressions and they pasted it.
No!
I was also like, what?
What?
Like, that's crazy.
That's insane!
So the VFX company behind this is ILM. And if you don't know ILM, Star Wars, all the Jurassic Park so far, these guys are like the forefathers of VFX.
Can we just... That bike sequence...
That's crazy.
I was hyperventilating. In fact, a lot of the film, I was just like, literally... I was making sound effects watching the film, which I don't normally do. But, like, that's why I think I enjoy it, because it, like, pulls you in and you're just like, oh, no, oh, no. Yeah. Which is, like, that is what Jurassic Park is all about. Like, the audience is as scared as the actor themselves type of thing. So that bike sequence
was
really,
really
good.
Really, really done. So definitely hat off to that. Then, so with the challenge with the pandemic, so, all right, and I quote... Then we had all the VFX to deal with. Despite all other release date changes because of the pandemic, our VFX schedule didn't change because of the cost involved. So I still had to turn over sequences to ILM while I was still shooting. Typically, you wouldn't do that until you're almost done. That was a challenge that bled over into the whole process. A director gets 12 weeks to do his cut. But during that time, our post-turnover schedule was at a far different stage than it would normally be. So instead of having 5 days a week with Mark, which was the editor, to find the film, I only got 3 days, as the other two were taken up with these massive turnovers and note sessions with ILM. So that was another whole... So in other words, usually they film, and then they're editing while that's happening, and then when they're sort of happy with a lot of the scenes being edited, they start turning over the scenes over to your VFX and that to do, where now it's sort of pushed the end and the beginning together like that,
Maybe that's why there were like the issues with like the size and that, but like I said, it wasn't terrible. It wasn't it wasn't so bad that I'd bash the film about it. Like, I still enjoyed the movie. It was just like it makes sense if they had that many challenges that, because if you're going to see that come through.
But this wouldn't have affected the VFX, because the VFX schedule just ran as normal. It was the editing and the filming stage that they would have pushed together. So it means ILM would... They just, oh yeah, we scheduled for this time for Jurassic World. Okay, today we're getting the film. Film comes in. All right, great, just on time. Oh, thank you. All right, guys, come, let's get together. Come, can you make a Velociraptor?
No.
You, Claw, please rig it up. Thank you. Remember, you've got 12 weeks for it, so don't stress. Just relax, get the Claw nice.
But, like, the edit would have been affected.
Yes, definitely.
And then, like, the edit could, like, now they're like, guys, I have, so what do I do here?
Okay, you just have to cut it. Okay, we can't add anyone. I know, and I'm sure, Sashi, you can relate, specifically when you're working on something that's artistic. Mm. You always want to touch it up and perfect it.
Yeah, you want to perfect it, and you just can't.
And eventually you have to say, okay,
like, yep, that's enough. It. Done.
So
don't have anything more. I don't have time. I've run out of time.
Can you imagine? And the film turned out...
No, it did.
I think
good.
I think that must be such a reward for the guys working on it.
Honestly, this film goes on my top 2022 films list. Definitely, it's not a very long list because I feel like the films this year have been pathetic. But this Jurassic World Dominion is definitely on there. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I wish I'd watched it in cinemas. Mm. Yeah.
I think we should do a Jurassic Park. That thing.
What's it called?
Yeah, that one.
I've got franchise in my head.
Let's just go.
I've got run through in my head.
Let's go with 2022 generation. We need to binge watch Jurassic Park.
Do a marathon. A Jurassic
from beginning.
Jurassic marathon. Yeah. The only thing I didn't like, there were two things I didn't like about the film. The one was, I feel like every film is doing this. It's like they won't get paid if they don't do this. So they insinuated that the one character was lesbian, which I was like.
That, when I got to that part, I just looked at my wife. I'm like, do you do realize what they're pushing here? Hey, with like with the girl and her mother and all of that. I'm just like,
oh yeah, and that.
I'm like,
yeah, where she was able to have a baby without a man.
I'm like, no, people, no, come on, please. Please, no.
And then the DNA altering thing. I don't agree with DNA altering because I believe we've been created perfectly.
Yeah.
And obviously sin has messed up our world and, you know, brought sickness and stuff. But to go and affect DNA. That's not something.
I mean, nobody's done that.
Yeah.
That happened there never happened. And I'm sure they've tried. They have tried.
They've cloned, and clones don't work. It's unreal. It's sci-fi, guys. It's sci-fi, science fiction. Yeah. It's not real. It won't work in the real life.
And what makes her so special, anyway? Because of the scientist. Was she in the other Jurassic Parks?
She was in the Fallen Kingdom.
Okay. I was like, wait, what makes her so special?
That's why it's important. If either do a marathon where you watch it from the first one through, because then you'll understand. Or connect if you blocks. Don't want to go watch a YouTube, everything you need to know before watching. Yeah. Because I'd started the movie and then I was like, no, wait, whoa, I don't remember even. Because I'd watched the last one in 2018. So I was like, I need a refresher.
Yeah.
So I would suggest you go do that. But otherwise, brilliant film. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Yeah. Yeah. So this has been Jurassic World. We will definitely do it. I'm definitely doing a marathon sometime this year.
Yeah, somewhere.
Somewhere we'll just slot it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's if nothing else takes over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, DC, this is your opportunity.
No? No. All right. This has been The Movie Show.
On your favorite ORSPS.
Peace. Fresh music is hot music.
ActiveFM Radio has never been better.
Radio has never been better.
Radio has never been better.
Yep.
Radio has never been better, so stay tuned.
You're listening to Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Active FM!
Yeah, radio has never been better.
Never been better.